Welcome to the Catholic Sphere. Each week we have a different host and a different focus as we tackle topics important to Catholics around the globe. I'm your host this week, Debbie Cowden. Today's episode is a Catholic Working Moms Masterclass. My expert panel today is stacked with powerhouse Catholic working moms, and they're going to offer some concrete ways that you as a Catholic working mom can level up on your skills and your contribution to your family and the world. Crystalina Evert, Lisa Canning, and Angela Schneiders, thank you ladies for joining me. Now, Crystalina, as I've said it before, I'll say it again, you are one of my biggest role models, truly, when it comes to motherhood and also being a working mom. Now, you have a very, very specific way that you start your day. It's your first meeting of the day. So tell us about that meeting.
I go to Mass. My first meeting is with Jesus, and it's unbelievable the days that I don't want to go. It's really hard. And there's so many things that are pulling at me and my schedule that want to pull me away from that daily Mass. Now, granted, when my kids are home or they have a day off, I don't do Mass on those mornings so I could spend the time with the kids and we can have a leisure fun morning or whatever's going on with them. But that's very rare. But every day, and I start everything off with my morning Mass, and even my radio shows, everything I do revolves around that. And it's amazing the things that God speaks to my heart during Mass. And it kind of goes, and my day will change as I'm praying. And even after Holy Communion, I ask Jesus, what is it you want me to do? What's most important for me to get done for you today? And sometimes my entire day changes, but we have to learn to drag our flesh and not live in the world. We have to live out of our spirit, ladies, because that's where we're really strong, is when we're living in our spirit with Jesus and he's guiding us and leading us, or else it's so easy to get buried.
It is. And St. Catherine of Siena says, if you be who God called you to be, you will set the world ablaze. But we can't do that unless we know what and who it is that God has made us to be. And now, Lisa, a temptation that we have as working moms is we believe this lie that we have to hustle and we have to essentially overcommit or overextend ourselves in order to get everything done. And we already feel like there aren't enough hours in the day. So how can we change that mentality so that we can fit in prayer and make God the priority?
What we prioritize ends up in our calendar, and what ends up in our calendar then ends up being corporeal. Like it's really that simple. And so for me, like Crystalina just said, it's putting those times actually in your calendar. I've had seasons in my life where I'm like, I'm going to get to Mass a few times this week. And if it's not literally written in my calendar, I don't often, like, it's often easy to forget. Whereas when you actually see it, you know that you have to plan for travel around it. You know you have to move other things. So using your calendar is honestly my favorite tactic, because the same way you would show up for a dentist appointment for your child or a conference at the school, when you put something in for your spiritual life, you are going to be a lot more accountable when it's in there. You can ask other people to support you in that commitment the same way you would make for anyone else, but you're making it for yourself and for the Lord.
And I think it's becoming very clear very quickly that for Catholic working moms, if you want to be successful and if you want to truly set the world ablaze, you've got to put prayer first. You've got to prioritize your relationship with God first. And Angela, practically speaking, what does it look like when you start to develop a prayer life? When, especially as a working mom, if you don't feel like you have one or you haven't gotten to the habit of praying?
Oh, Debbie, it's such a good question. I think our Blessed Mother has made it very simple for us. She's given us the five stones. Just like David had five stones to slay Goliath, Our Lady has given us five stones to stay in intimacy with our Lord. The first is to make Jesus and the Holy Eucharist the very center of our life. I mean, this has been so powerfully and beautifully demonstrated from Crystalina. We have to make the Eucharist the center of our life. And ladies, I get it. I lived in rural Montana for a while where Mass was 25 to 45 minutes away. If that's not possible to receive Jesus every day, then we need to be making acts of spiritual communion. The saints have told us time and again the power of making an act of spiritual communion. It does not replace receiving Jesus body, blood, soul, and divinity, but it fans the flame of our heart. It fills us with grace. And so we can be doing that 100 times a day, just turning to Jesus in those moments. Jesus, come into my heart. We can pray those words. Secondly, we need to be praying the rosary every single day. The rosary is our weapon. Our Blessed Mother is the path forward right now in these times. And so again, she has invited us to pray the rosary from the heart and with love. And so if that's a big step to pray the full rosary every day, what about a holy decade? If that seems to still like too much, what about a Hail Mary from the heart and with love? And remember those gap times, those in-between times. I literally have an ear pod in like I do right now, oftentimes, and I'll be praying the rosary while I'm folding laundry or doing dishes or in the car, that space in between of just turning my heart to our Blessed Mother to pray for me now and at the hour of my death. Okay. Third, we need to be in the Word of God every single day. We need to be in the Holy Scriptures, especially the Gospels. And the church has made it so simple for us just to pray along with the heart of the church. Those daily Mass readings are pure gold. And so if that is too big of a step right now, ladies, start with the Gospels. Just read the Gospel for the day. Jesus has promised his word is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. And that's going to keep us right in his heart and praying with the church. We also need to be fasting according to our state in life on Wednesdays and Fridays. And again, I'm nursing right now. That is such an intimate thing with your spiritual director and with the Lord of what that fast looks like. But remember, it's not about gritting it out. It's not about look what I can do and that self-reliance. It's about just creating some extra space for that Lord, that hunger for the Lord. Maybe it's not putting creamer in your coffee. Maybe it's not having that extra cookie. What is it though that we can offer back to the Lord to make space? Our Lord has said, some things can only be cast out through prayer and fasting. And finally, we need to be frequent in confession. Again, our ladies invited us to go to confession at least once per month. And what that does is just, it fuels our soul. We get to receive Jesus's mercy and that tidal wave of grace and to hear his words, I forgive you, I love you, keep going. All right, so just keep it very simple. Let's pray with the heart of the church. We don't have to overcomplicate it, but if we're right there, our Lord and our Blessed Mother are going to keep us right on track. And if we fall, they're going to get us right back up. They're going to kiss us. They're going to give us a pat on the back and say, keep going, my beloved daughter.
Amen. Amen. And it's not always going to feel good, and it's not always going to be easy. My husband and I, when we wrote the prayer book for tired parents through EWTN Publishing, we wrote what we called the Litany of the Tired Parent. And what we pray in each line is, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Jesus, grant me the grace to seek the good, seek what you have called me to be. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. And starting out, if that's the only prayer that you can muster, we know that's a prayer that Jesus loves to answer. Grant me the grace to desire it. And thank you, Angela, for the five stones, because that's definitely going to make us powerhouses against the giants in our life. Now, Chrislina, God has given women, especially mothers, these incredible gifts and strengths. How can we make the most of these gifts in our professional lives, but also in our prayer lives?
First, everything that she just said was perfection. It is the weapons and the tools that women need to actually tap in to those gifts, because these are spiritual gifts. These are not worldly gifts. And a lot of women are looking on the outside to find their gifts and to build themselves up and find the next best thing, right? It's all within, ladies, and God has given you everything you need. Stop searching and taking counterfeits of the world, but to go within with Jesus and pray, Lord Jesus, reveal your gifts to me. Holy Spirit, reveal the gifts you have given to me. And we don't really ask, what are my gifts, Jesus? Reveal those gifts. That's a powerful prayer. And women maybe out there are listening and thinking, well, I want some real tips, all this spiritual stuff. But in your spirituality is where you are strong, where we can be spiritual giants in this darkness and this day and age and this society that we're living in. That's what we're called to right now, because the devil wants to bury us, right? But I heard this quote that when we get buried, that the devil doesn't realize we're seeds. And what can sprout from that and just the fight is unbelievable. And look at the women saints of the church. Look at the great things that they accomplished. Even just Mother Angelica, talk about being buried by the evil one. And that woman was a seed. And look at what came of her. You know, it's unbelievable. So don't take the counterfeits of the world, ladies, but you will be strong when you are walking with Jesus, walking in your gifts and walking in what God created you to be, not what the world tells you you are, what he created you to be. And we have to ask what that is in that relationship with Jesus.
And no woman is an island either. So what are some ways that we can communicate with our husbands and with our families about help that we need to be able to accomplish God's will?
You know, with a lot of humility, I was so prideful in the very beginning, trying to do it all myself, having it all together, putting out this perfect persona that was going on in my life. And I was a hot mess behind closed doors. And I had to really humble myself and ask for help. Get that mommy helper. Use the digital age, ladies, to help you in your prayer life if you need that, help you with your scheduling, help you just connect with other women. But there are things and tools that you can do right now to reach out for help. If even if you need counseling and you have some brokenness that you know is affecting your life and kind of going out on your family and your marriage and everything else, you can literally do counseling in the privacy of your own home. And a lot of counselors do telehealth right now. Like, there is no reason and no excuse that you can't move forward in who you are just because you're a mom or just because you're a wife. When there is a will, there is a way. And you've got to find that mom strong that I know God has given every single mother out there, no matter what is going on in your life, that you can deep down muster up that energy, that courage, that grace to do what needs to be done, because we do it on a daily basis. And we're there for our kids. We show up no matter what's going on. We're there because we have that mom strong. So don't forget how strong you really are in the battles that you've overcome, because the devil wants to beat you down and let you forget that. But don't forget, because that's where your strength comes from, and you're growing and you're learning, and give yourself the grace to do that.
Yeah, give yourself the grace, and the humility is important too. Like you said, you've got to recognize there are some things that you don't know how to do yet, but that's not an excuse for not starting to build those skills. Lisa, motherhood involves building skills, growing in skills. And there are days where things are going to be really overwhelming. The kids are going to need to be fed. They're going to need to be bathed and educated and snuggled. And I've got all this work to do, and the laundry's piling up, and the dog just barfed on the carpet. How do women grow in the skills to be able to manage all of these essential responsibilities?
Pay attention to your thoughts. I think the more we can become aware of our inner monologue and the thoughts that we're telling ourselves, about our families, about our spouses, even about God, there are thoughts that you can think that can lead you closer to Jesus. And there are thoughts that you can think that can lead you away. Mm-hmm. And you have agency. It might not feel like you have agency. There are things that impact how we think, our hormones, how tired we are, how much water, how much coffee we've had. Like, there are some physical things that certainly impact it. But at the end of the day, you have agency over how you think. This is why counseling, coaching, mentorship, an incredible spiritual director are such helpful, essential tools for a mom, because sometimes you can get into a pattern where you are believing these thoughts that are actually not going to help you or serve you or get you where you want to go. And so pay close attention. What is that inner dialogue you're having with yourself? And know that if it's not getting you someplace productive or positive or closer to intimacy with the Lord, you can actually change them.
And we should change them, because the ultimate goal is to become saints, become who God made us to be, and that God has called us to holiness in our state in life. And, you know, Angela, perhaps you would say that it's a limiting belief that women should just know how to juggle all of this perfectly. We should just know, because God made us to be mothers, so we should just know how to be mothers. But in the work that you do, coaching and empowering women, what does it actually look like for a woman who is starting to build skills?
I think it really comes down to humility. And the root of that word humility is humus, which is rich, dark, fertile soil in which things can grow. And as Crystallina said, the Lord has planted so many seeds within our soul that he desires to give birth to. But it requires humility, it requires patience, it requires trust, and also honoring the journey. You know, I have two little daughters. I have a 4-year-old and an 18-month-old, and just watching them master new things, you know, for a little one to learn to walk requires a lot of falling. That actually is what builds the muscles and builds the strength to eventually learn how to run. And so we have to understand that when we're entering this process of skill building, of mastering new mindsets and new skill sets that are going to enable us to give birth to God's dreams for us, it's going to take time. It's going to require patience, and we need a very high level of accompaniment and accountability, because when we're trying to learn new things is when we're most vulnerable. And so that's, again, we can get easily defeated or discouraged when it doesn't come easily, or we think, gosh, why can't I just figure this out? Why can't I master something in a week? Well, we know even from the neuroscience, it takes 60 to 90 days to rewire a level of mastery of new skills, of new ways of thinking. And all of this, again, begins in our minds. I'm so convicted that sanctity in the 21st century is a battle for our minds. Be transformed in your minds that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect, as St. Paul says in Romans 12, 2. So remember again that it's not going to be just willpower alone when we're trying to learn new things. We really do need that accompaniment and accountability, because we're going to try for a couple of days and we're going to fall. And the temptation is going to be to give up versus, nope, we got to get back up. We need encouragement. We need support. And remember that mastery is a process. And the other temptation as women is we want to try to change everything at once. I want to master everything at once. But we have to trust the process that we should only try to really learn one or two new things at a time so that we can truly master it. And if we trust that process, that there's a time to sow and there's a time to reap, but we can't do both on the same day. So we have to have a lot of humility and a lot of patience and really trust that process of mastering new skills. And really, what is virtue, right? Virtue is a beautiful compilation of skill, of that ability to do the right thing in a given situation, that we actually are pulled by doing the right thing. And again, that takes time and training and begins in our mind and how we're training our mind and even training our self-image and how we look at ourselves.
Exactly. And as we are refining our lives and as we're working toward building these new skills, another skill that we do need to learn is how to say no and set boundaries. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that when you're zeroed in on God's call for mm-hmm. your life? There are going to be other things that you need to say no to. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Well, that's, again, what's so powerful about being in intimacy with the Lord and having such clarity on what is He calling me to in this season? What is His dream for me right now and for our family? So then in setting boundaries is a skill, because all of us in our hearts, we want to say yes, we want to be generous. But if we're generous in such a way that it actually is pulling us away from God's call, even those good things we're being invited into are actually pulling us out of alignment for His will for us. So I look at it, and setting boundaries is actually not a no, it's just I have such a big yes. So it's actually all coming back to that yes for God's call for me in that moment and in a given season. And our ability to make decisions comes back to having clarity on that call and confidence that we're in alignment with what God is inviting us to do right now. So we'll be able to graciously even have a script. I'm so humbled. I am so grateful. Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for that invitation. God has a different plan for me right now, so I need to say no at this time. But, you know, again, please consider me in the future. Just even having some scripts in place that could help us with charity and with gratitude, but to be able to say no in that moment because of the bigger yes that we are being asked of by the Lord.
Because like you said, we do want to be generous and we do want to be good mm-hmm. stewards of our time and our talent and our treasure. Mm-hmm. But if we spread ourselves too thin, then we're not serving our family. We're not serving God. We're not serving anybody. So Crystallina, mm-hmm. how can we ensure that we're taking care of ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually so we're not run down, burnout, and useless?
You know, if you are feeling run down and overwhelmed, I would, one, suggest get your levels checked, ladies, especially because we're having babies and we're giving life and we're breastfeeding, and so much of us is depleted and we don't realize how depleted we are. And I was exhausted for so long, and I was like just drinking coffee like water. I love it, but there was something off. And I went and I literally got my levels checked, and I had no iron, hardly any, in my system. And I needed to just get some iron. And within 3 days of taking that, I felt like a completely different person. You know, it's sometimes as easy as that. Sometimes it's a little more complicated. Sometimes you have to get counselors involved. Sometimes you're overwhelmed and there's something off in your life. But to really pray and let God guide you. And I know we keep saying that, and some of you, that's not what you want to hear. But at the same time, that really is the path, ladies. I fought my relationship with God, and I thought I knew what was best in my life, and I was miserable, and I was unhappy, and I was prideful. But it's when I was humble, I was obedient, and I did what God was asking me to do, even when I didn't want to. That's when I was powerful in my life. That's when God was really able to start using me. It's when I just gave him that weakness, and I stopped just taking that counterfeit that I can do it all, and I'm strong, and I've got this, because you don't have it. Nobody has it. Everybody needs help, and everybody needs God's grace, and without that, you're going to be a hot mess, and I was. To a certain extent, I still am, but God is working with me, and he's working with all of us. So you hear these messages that we're giving you, just know it's not too late. Maybe you have made mistakes in your motherhood and working or taking on too much. Today is a new day, ladies, just to start over, begin anew. Take what rings true and just slowly apply it to your life, and God is going to slowly strengthen you. But if I could tell you anything, go to him in adoration and just talk with him, be with him. He loves you, and Jesus is all in. More than anyone in your life, he is all in, and he is all in for you, and you remember that. But he wants us to be all in as well, and once we can do that, boom, that's when it begins.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's a tough love talk from Crystalina Evert, and that's a tough love talk that we all need every now and then, because you've got to take care of yourself. God has called you to this beautiful vocation, and you can't answer that call, and you can't serve God if you're not taking care of your body. And we just have a couple minutes left in the show, but since this is a masterclass, and ladies, since you are the masters, I'd like to take the last couple minutes of the show where we can just offer some final concrete tips for work and prayer. So Lisa, what would you like to say to the woman watching right now?
If you're called to what you're called to, if you've discerned it, trust that the Lord will give you the space and time and energy to do it. Mm-hmm. So prioritize the prayer, prioritize the space to invest in your intimacy and resist the temptation to think, I don't have time. Trust that the Lord will make the time, will give you the energy. Relent. My prayer every day is, Lord, just I relent of my self-reliance and make me rely on you. And he keeps giving me all kinds of ways to remind me of that. But that's it. Sometimes the Lord brings us to the end of ourselves so that we can meet him and understand that he's in charge.
He is in charge. Amen. Thank you for that. Angela, some practical wisdom for working moms.
Absolutely. I think, again, it starts with just remembering that the natural order of things from the Lord, when we're abiding in him, is supernatural abundance. If we are in him, going back again to that self-stewardship, you know, Dom Sherrard in his beautiful spiritual classic, The Soul of the Apostle, it said, we're not called to be channels where just grace comes in and grace goes out. We're supposed to be reservoirs. A woman's heart is designed to be a reservoir that is so full of God's love and God's grace that it literally overflows. So ladies, I know I'm speaking to so many of you who are in a place of such depletion right now. And so we have to give ourselves permission, because it's permission from the Lord, to be good stewards of our body, mind, soul, and spirit, so the Lord can heal us, he can restore us, and he can make us into those beautiful reservoirs. And so, ladies, it just comes back to, again, discernment. Even if you can't do a full pause or a full sabbatical to get, like, maybe I'm out of alignment with God's will, but just to start asking that question, go back to those five stones, go back, what is that next step that you can take from this conversation today to make a 1-degree change? Because it is, it's those small, smart choices, those little changes that we implement consistently over time that lead to a massive transformation in our life. It's amazing how just starting going to Mass a little bit more, 5 extra minutes in prayer, picking up your rosary can make all the difference in the world, and beginning that today's a new day. Today you can look back on as a watershed moment that I was able to start really listening to the Lord, hearing his call for me, going back into deeper intimacy so that he can make everything that I do, if it's 5 minutes or 5 hours, so supernaturally fruitful. And one of my favorite scripts is I'm going to do the very best that I can with the time that I have for the glory of God. And I'm going to leave the rest up to Him.
Amen. That's a prayer, a script and a prayer that we all can pray often throughout the day. And Crystalina, you have the last word, advice for moms.
Ladies, give Jesus permission. We have to give Him permission. He's a gentleman. He'll never do anything in our lives. We have to give our will over to giving Him permission to transform us, to become the woman that He's called us to be. That's the first thing in your prayer. Second, I would suggest to get a Bible verse that rings true for you. I've had the same Bible verse on my mirror for years, and is, do not be discouraged or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I see that every morning, every night, every time I go into my area, my bathroom area, there it is. When I wake up, when I go to bed, it's there. And put it on your refrigerator. Put it in your car. Find that one Bible verse and memorize it, because it is a weapon that can help you. And do not be discouraged. I know it's hard, but you are not alone. And today is a new day, and God is with you, full of His grace, mercy, and love.
Amen. Be not afraid. God has a beautiful, beautiful plan for your life. If only you'll say yes, and if only you'll ask for the grace to do His will faithfully. Well, ladies, that is all the time that we have for today. If you appreciated the clarity and insight from my panel, be sure to share this episode with your friends. It'll be on our YouTube channel and free to stream anytime at ewtn.com/on-demand. Thank you, Crystalina, Lisa, and Angela. And thank you for joining too. We hope to see you again here next week on The Catholic Sphere.